Warning. Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the J6 Hearing Eve Edition. How you doing, my little buddy? I'm damn gleeful. I've been for days.
I am great, Crudy. I cannot wait to hear this tomorrow. J6 Eve. It's going to be exciting. Hello, Brian, Evan, our fair audience. Great to be with you. Happy hour. Happy hump day, happy hour. Lots to talk about today and certainly tomorrow.
You know, the select committee better have all the presents Crudy wants wrapped up under that hearing tree that, you know, that rhetorical tree, if you will. Dom, had John Nichols on earlier, and John was saying, you know, this could be a made for media consumption kind of event. You know, we're talking about the fact the American people, you know, we've been trained by YouTube videos and whatever, man. People don't have the attention span they used to have. Dom, answer me truthfully, if that's possible.
Nah.
When's the last time you read a book? Like a book, not a magazine article.
I'm reading James Baldwin's book, but I started that in like February, and I'm probably into like 3 chapters.
So. February before the pandemic?
No, this February. So yeah, I don't. It takes me a long time to get through, you know, actual books. I mean, I do so much reading
because your attention span is terrible, dude.
No, it's not at all.
I've known you since college. It's like 8 minutes tops.
At all. Come on. When's the last time you
barely
read a
make
book?
It through a segment?
I don't know that the lack of reading a book is exactly correlated with attention spans. There's probably people who have good attention spans that don't read.
Do you have a library card, Salvia?
I do not.
Could you check out a book right now?
Yeah, my wife's
library?
On the library board, man. So yeah,
no, I didn't ask.
They know me down there.
Check out a book. Hey, you know, my better half, she works around here.
Help her brother out.
Is that the new standard?
We do have, but you know, no, YouTube has not been around as long as broadcast television and radio, for example. So while we certainly can get all sorts of information now, I'm not clear that it's any less attentive than it ever was.
The American attention span.
Yes.
Are you freaking kidding me? Come on, man.
Well, what do you think? Like some back in the 50s in the black and white days that people were dialed in and reading books every day and watching the news every
yeah,
day?
Yeah, kind of.
No.
Because well, you didn't have the alternative.
Because is that what you saw? Leave It to Beaver, man? Is that what you believe?
Yes.
That's how it was? That's not.
Enormous
no,
audiences.
Come on.
Yes. The American people overwhelmingly watched the three networks, man. The nightly news, Howard Cronkite, that guy was a He was a god. I'm telling you, man, it was a different day. Don't you remember when you were a kid? I know your family didn't even let you have a TV. Thought it might warp you in some way.
Yeah, see how that worked out.
But for those of us that had television as children, you know, before the advent of the cable box with the cord and you had the multi-buttons, and, you know, if you held that one button down on the end on the Skinamax, you might get some, you know, adulty sort of soft, skinny video kind of stuff. I couldn't be the only one that did that. But anyways, before there was cable, there was just three networks and PBS, baby. There wasn't even a Fox. And if you wanted entertainment, you either plop your ass down in front of the boob tube or you turn on the radio like
yeah,
good
before
human
that
beings,
you had to go to vaudeville and go to the fair, man. So what are you saying? I mean, so we have much more, we have many more options now, right? We have
yes,
more options
there,
now
there
than we used to. And with all those options combined, I would submit that more people are paying attention to different things, certainly,
yeah, but
than
you can't
just
get
what's
everyone
being fed to them by the three main networks from back in the day.
There are more people paying attention to more and differing things. But you can't get them to pay attention to the singular important thing, like democracy. That's the problem. It's not that you, sure, man, there's differentiated audiences all over the world now. It didn't used to be like that. There was no differentiation. There was just Walter.
Yeah, you had to eat what Walter feds you. And now you can look up your own.
And the world was a better place, at least in terms of the information we were presented by our newscast.
Really? I absolutely disagree with that statement. So what exactly, what years are we talking about that the world was a better place?
I didn't say the world. I said journalism was a better place.
The 50s? The journalism. The 60s? What exactly are you talking about?
I would say right up until the propagation of Fox News. I would say it has gone to hell in a handbasket. When Fox News decided they weren't really in the news business, they were in the propaganda business.
For fun making and money profit. Business. And if propaganda makes you money, then they're fine with that.
But they're also moving the needle, man. This was created under Nixon. Roger Ailes was a Nixon, right? Ailes worked in Nixon's White House. Ailes' bright idea was Fox News. Someone put $500 million, poured it down a sinkhole until that bad boy got up and started running on its own. And now it is moving the electorate farther and farther to the right, or at least it's dividing our nation. Because they're not giving you the truth. And they're telling you, not only are they not giving you the truth, they don't tell you that, but they're telling you you cannot believe the truth that anyone else tells you. We're the only credible source. Right-wing talk radio and Fox News says we're the only ones that tell you the truth. What's Donald Trump tell you all the time? I'm the only truth.
Believe
if me. I don't believe me.
Yeah, he's everyone said. And Crudy, would you say that we tell the truth and we're the ones that should be relied upon? Would you say that about us?
Well,
so everyone says they're the only ones who can give you the truth.
I'd stand up to fact check scrutiny any day, man. Bring on the PolitiFactors any day. Any statement I make, if I get it wrong, I try to correct the record. I don't see him doing that on Fox News. You know, there are definitely specific ways. We know this, man. We're ombudsmen for our audiences. We tell you what we think is the important news for you to know. And that's an important function in this media industry, in this world we live in. Because if we don't tell you, hey, pay attention to this, you got busy lives. You're trying to get the kids off to soccer practice, whatever the case may be. People don't always know, hey, what should I know? Well, I tell you what, tune in here and we'll tell you what you should know. And we'll also tell you who's sticking it to you? Probably Dom. 844-967-2789. Going to get a couple of early callers in this hour. Jeannie from Middleton, welcome. What do you got?
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Crudy and Dom. I wanted to bring to Dom's attention something that I did in the I graduated from high school in 1970. And when I was in high school, there was this thing that we did at lunchtime. Is we had a little, the school had a little, and we sold paperback books. People bought them. You know, they were typically 50, 75 cents or whatever. But the point being is that's what people found was entertaining back in the time frame when I was in high school. And we were a very successful club. You know, it was called Library Club. And so I just wanted to bring that to your guys' attention. That is something that was not that long ago, at least in my lifetime.
But Jeannie,
we used to read.
The Dom always perceived himself to be the cool kid. I've known Dom for a long time. He wouldn't have bought the paperback books, not in 1970, not in 1950, not in 1870. Dom's not reading your books, Jeannie.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, but you would have tuned into the two Irish guys beating each other in the streets channel, right? right. They had that back then.
Jeannie, do you think there's a comparable activity today to what you were doing back then?
I went to the Netherlands and Turkey, and I found it quite interesting that this was a group of individuals. The youngest was 22, and I was the oldest at almost 70. And the number one thing that they seemed to want to do was eat.
I want to join that club, Gene.
Yeah, right.
Well, I just found it so interesting because, of course, basically we've replaced a lot of our social activities away from doing something in the sense of reading a book or talking about a book or having some social engagement that way, to where the idea that we're constantly doing WhatsApp and sharing these little moments of, you know, somebody thinks it was important. And what surprised me, it wasn't the 16-year-old kid. It was the 30-year-old that was doing this. And they were obsessed with eating all the time. I mean, our activities were going from breakfast to snack, lunch to snack to, you know, dinner at 9 o'clock.
What time did the day drinking start, Jeannie?
Second breakfast, 11sies?
I don't think he knows about second breakfast, Brian.
And I want to emphasize, these were all wonderful people, but it just really took me back because, of course, I was used to a different crowd. And I was not aware that food had become the sole. And this wasn't just people from the United States. This was people from all over the world. So we can't be accused of that. There was only three of us from the U.S. So, you know, I just found that interesting. So in answer to your question, we have replaced reading books and things of that nature to focusing our energy around food.
Well, I resemble that remark.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. Certainly, different cultures, the Italians come to mind, are very focused around food. And food is a very important part of their culture and of the family. So I get it, man. Food is important. But let me just throw this one out there before we go to break. And you can join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. DrudgeReport.com has a posting from PBS on his page. He's a news aggregator. Google News, 1.6 billion billion page views in May. 1.6 billion. CNN, 1.2 billion. New York Times, over a billion. Fox News, under a billion. 946 million page views. All right, so those are the top three. Yahoo News, 700 million. Drudge, at 655 million page views per month. Now, what? Walter Cronkite was getting 20, 25 million viewers when he was on
every night
at a population of 200 million.
He had an audience of something like 400 million a month, dude. 22 million, 22 nights a month.
Yeah, Google's got 1.6 billion page views, dude.
I'd still take Walter. Come on. More devil's advocates.
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. I think she's highly overrated.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
On balance, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you are.
You are a rude, terrible person.
Do you smell what Barack is cooking?